Hey, some morning team fun on WSGW. It's you and Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. And some classic ZZ Top.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Remember watching this video? 8 years old?
That was a good video.
I don't know if I should have been, but hey, it was good.
Good videos for 8 years old to watch, yeah. Art Lewis, in your home studio, have you ever seen the legs video for ZZ Top?
No, I have not.
Oh, please do.
After what Pat said, I'm not sure I want to.
You're old enough.
Yeah, you're fine. And it's 35 years old.
This is sad, and I'm sure they're not the only group that deals with this when they have a death of a band member, but ZZ Top has released a statement saying that it will protect to the full extent of the law the memory of Dusty Hill, of course, you know, passed away.
Yeah, passed away a little bit ago.
Apparently some unauthorized merchandise is popping up in places, including online, like R.I.P. Dusty, or Thank You Dusty, or Dusty Hill, whatever. But it's nothing that the band has authorized, or Dusty Hill's family, you know. So,
right.
ZZ Top says, you are warned. We are protecting Dusty Hill and the band, and we will, to the full extent of the law, do what we can to protect ourselves. So, and like I said, I'm sure it's happened in other places. It's just sad to know that people try and capitalize.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. In the same frame, though, the estate of Amy Winehouse, who, I think it was, am I reading this right? She passed away 10 years ago now.
Wow, she really?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Apparently, the estate of Amy Winehouse is going to have a special online auction November 6th and 7th. And here are some of the things you could purchase if you'd like. Up for auction, including lots of partially used makeup and perfume, several bikinis, 11 fitness CDs, Reservoir Dogs action figures in their original boxes.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. Oh, right.
Okay. From the movie. All right.
13 pieces of broken jewelry, 7 books on how to drive.
Hey.
I'm trying to figure that out. And a single mitten.
All right, that's so...
That sounds like Amy Winehouse, doesn't it? Yeah, there you go. So, November 6th and 7th, Julian's Auctions is going to be conducting that online. At least that's authorized from Amy Winehouse's estate.
Wow.
A little eclectic.